Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Hey, it's Howie Mandel, and I am inviting you to witness history as me and my Howie Do It gaming team take on Gilly the King and Wallow 267's Million Dollars Gaming in an epic Global Gaming League video game showdown. Four rounds, multiple games, one winner, plus a halftime performance by multi-platinum artist Travie McCoy. Watch all the action and see who wins and advances to the championship match against Neo right now at globalgamingleague.com. That's globalgamingleague.com. Everybody games.
Hey, The Bird Show.
So Jen Hobby is stubborn. She is digging in on this one, man. Digging in.
I have been so far, but my friends are chipping away at me. And what Bert's talking about is that I'm not on Facebook. And I think I'm probably the only person on the planet.
So where do you get your friends?
I know. Like in real life and stuff.
But how do you poke them? Like, what if you want
I think we know the answer to that.
That's a story. That's a whole separate break. I haven't joined it yet. I feel like sometimes in my life with like all the emails that we'll get from listeners that I'll try to get through and read and respond to, and the emails just in the work email account that I'll try to get through, and then my personal email account to keep up with my friends. Like that's three already that I feel so overwhelmed by. I never can get back to everybody as soon as I would like to. There's so many things that go left unreturned, you know, in all three of those accounts, like that I feel like if I added one more thing, like mm-hmm. Facebook, I would just give me an anxiety attack.
How do you manage your Facebook, Bert?
Well, I'm on it every single day. Yeah. I mean, I'm totally and completely dedicated through the interns.
Adding your friends
or whatnot. I will go up and it's I think the same as MySpace, and you went through this period with MySpace where you're really excited about it and you're uploading photos and you're on it all the time and you're in the honeymoon period and you love MySpace and Facebook and it loves you and everything it does is the best thing in the world and everything you do, everybody loves you. And that lasts for about 2 weeks and then it's just a pain in the ass.
Well, see, I'm thinking about it and I was just discussing this night before last mm-hmm. with a bunch of my close friends because I'm really out of the loop with them because my close-knit group of girlfriends all communicate over Facebook all day long, you know, and they have seen each other's pictures that I haven't seen and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so stay-at-home moms?
No, not necessarily, no. But people that are in front of a computer.
Secretaries?
Well, now you can be on your phone. Now you can update it from your phone.
Yeah, you can be on your BlackBerry, all that kind of stuff. So I'm thinking about, I don't know, but I also I'm concerned that once I'm on there, it would be hard to resist not adding everyone. But I think if I went on there, it would really be to stay closer with my close friends. Does that make sense? But I'm already close with them.
Do what Jeff does. He's got like four accounts.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, you can make two.
You have a private account.
Yeah, but the problem is the private account, which I was all gung-ho about, like Bert said, I don't even use that anymore because if they're really, like if they're close friends.
Yeah.
Like, I know it sounds old fashioned and everything, but I talk to him in person.
Yeah, really? Well, that's what I do now, but I still feel like out of the loop with my closest mm-hmm. friends, and like I don't see the most recent pictures of their kids and like all that kind of stuff that they do on Facebook, which seems really awesome. But if I went on there, it would have to be such a small group of people that would be on there because then I also feel like I don't want everybody in the whole world to see like all my pictures and. I don't know.
You can make it private, and I think there's even one where you can actually set your page where nobody can even search for you. So you'll have to go and find all your friends first.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, though. Here's where you're going to run into a problem, is because I have encountered this. If you don't add someone as a friend,
okay,
because they might think that they're closer to you than you think you're closer to them.
Okay.
There are some people who will actually confront you on that.
In person?
Tracy did?
I didn't add her once. I think I accidentally hit ignore accidentally, and she's really rattled by that.
Really?
She won't add me. I'll send her friend requests, and she ignores everyone.
Screw you.
So I can't be friends with her, and I got a couple ninja kicks for her. Like, how else am I supposed to pass her an icy cold beer?
Or put a kid in her garden patch.
Uh-huh.
Like,
oh, God. Wow, that's wrong
no,
timing.
No,
what is that?
No,
bad timing.
No,
never
the garden patch. Don't ever, 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 ever.
What
the
is
garden
that?
Patch.
Wendy, just so you know, Scott already put a kid in a garden
patch. Yep, I just realized that.
It's this
as
application.
As it was coming out of my mouth.
It's ridiculous.
And she goes to Ideal Living, she doesn't have a garden patch.
Right. I sent Madonna, though, a garden patch.
She obviously ignored it.
But you can do it with Facebook, whatever, because you can have a private account and share photos just with those people. Because my Facebook account is more to keep in touch with listeners than mm-hmm. friends.
Than
I don't use my
else.
Facebook account for friends.
For
I don't
friends.
Put, I don't put personal photos on Facebook. I don't do any. I don't do that. It's solely to communicate with the listeners faster.
And I use it for both.
Friends and listeners.
Yeah, for both.
Okay.
And when I first signed on, people were all excited about, they were saying, oh, you're going to reunite with old friends and stuff like that. And for the first couple of months, it didn't happen. But the last couple of weeks, it has. And it's been pretty cool.
Really?
I got pictures of me back in college and our old college apartment. And yeah, it's been actually pretty cool the last couple of weeks.
And with your picture things, like you can set your pictures on who can see which pictures. Like you can set the pictures that you want your friends to see to just those specific friends. Like so nobody else can view them.
I have right. so much anxiety surrounding Facebook.
If you don't have time, don't do it.
And some of those old friends, I mean, yeah, sometimes it's exciting, but sometimes it's like, oh my God.
I didn't like you back then. Why do you think I like you on the computer?
And then it's almost like with Jeff, they keep pressing you. Why, you know, hey, what's going on? Like, you know what? I haven't talked to you in 20 years, and there's a reason for that. So.
And my friend said that there's now this Facebook IM chat where they can tell if you're looking at it unless you disable it.
Well, that's always,
they can tell when you're on. That's a little voyeuristic.
You can turn that off.
Jenna?
Uh-huh.
I hate all. That's a whole other side subject. I hate all instant messaging because there are just some people that just don't know when to stop.
And they hit you up right as soon
every
as you
single
log
time
on.
That you sign on.
Bing!
It's
and
scary.
My analogy is always like, okay, let's take this out of the computer world and put it into a neighborhood.
Right.
Every time I open up my door, you run out of your house and you go, hey, Bert! Hi! Every single time I walk out of my house.
Yes, that's a great analogy because it scares me every time it pops up. Oh my God. Yeah.
And just so you know, if you instant message me within 3 minutes of me logging on, every time I log on, I pass judgment on you.
Because you think they have nothing else to do.
What else are you doing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what do you guys say? Should I do it or should I not?
I think for you, if you do it, 50-50. It's a private thing with just those friends that you feel out of touch with.
If you're going to do that, I say don't.
Jeff has a private account, so he could speak to that better than the rest of us. I like it for the show, and I like it for some of the friends that I have also. I like it. I'm a fan of it.
I like it, too. I'm obsessed.
I like it, but if you're going to do it for the show, because the private accounts... If you,
I'm sorry, but I feel overwhelmed with that.
See, that's what I'm saying. She feels like, it's a lot to keep up with if you're trying to, you know, gear toward a lot of people. But if it's just like a handful of friends, I think it would be easier. Again, for picture sharing and to see their conversations throughout the day that you miss.
Hey, Craig, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I've got a suggestion for you. So you're not overwhelmed with it. Just set up an account to where you have that, where you can just log in and then you can look at their pictures. You don't have to upload pictures. You don't have to chat. You don't have to do any of that stuff. Whenever you talk to them and they say something like, oh, did you see my new pictures? Then you can just click on and log into your account and look at the pictures. That way you're caught up with everything.
That's a great idea.
And what if somebody wants to send her a walk the plank request?
Like, she hits ignore.
Can she still do that?
Just catch up with them.
Yeah.
And then if you want to send a picture, just do it your normal way. You can send them an email.
I think for 24 hours, the loser of the next bet for 24 hours has to do in real life everything that's sent to them on Facebook. So like,
I have to have a beer. I have to have a shot.
A ninja kick.
I got to get a ninja kick.
I'm going to send Bert a Jimmy kick.
I say go for it,
and you have to go into the garden at some point and put a little gnome in there.
The garden path.
Yes.
And there is a privacy setting where no one even can search your name and find you. There is that privacy thing on there.
You got to be very careful about the pictures you upload also. I uploaded some from Christmas time. Stacy's new tradition in the house is to have us all dress in the same pajamas.
So
I haven't received more crap about anything in my life than I have this one picture.
Really?
So you got to be really careful about which ones you're putting up and which ones you're not also.
I'm still on the Facebook fence, you know?
God, and when you get tagged by other people in the photos, it's like, you seriously tagged me on that? Like, did you see how I looked in that picture?
No joke.
You untag it.
Yes.
Yeah, no offense, but come on now. Let me be fair.
It's a great concept. When you think about it, it's like it's your own fan site. You get to create your own fan site.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Everybody can be famous on Facebook.
Yeah.
I love that. That's
still cool. On the fence.
Yeah.
Hey, The Burt Show.